Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. We all have those clothes that just sit in the back of our closet for years and never get used. Maybe it's that t-shirt from college or that sentimental but totally ugly scarf that grandma gave us for Christmas. This week, Lucy Jones and Maren Warshe from our Possibly team looked into what to do with the clothing you don't want anymore.
Hi, Megan.
Hey there.
So I have this old sweater that's been sitting in the back of my closet for as long as I can remember. What should I do with it?
That's a great question, and there are a lot of different potential answers depending on the context.
To get an expert opinion, we talked to the folks at Helpsee, the largest clothing collector in the Northeast.
They have over 2,200 bins all over New England where people can drop off their old clothes. Jessica Renard, the head of e-commerce, describes the company like this.
So our mission is to keep clothing out of the trash. We are here to divert clothing from landfill, and we do that by bringing all of our collections into various warehouses on the East Coast, sorting it into ways that we can further extend the life cycle of those garments.
What does she mean by life cycle?
Basically just the life of the clothing, from when it's made to when it's thrown away.
How much clothing do people really throw away?
A lot. On average, Americans get rid of around 100 pounds of clothing per person per year. And one study in the UK found that women only wear their clothes an average of 7 times before throwing them away.
Are you kidding me? 7 times?
Yep. And it's causing a lot of problems. First, some clothing can take nearly 2 centuries to break down in the landfill.
During that time, clothes leach harmful chemicals, microplastics, and dyes into the groundwater and soil and release methane, a greenhouse gas.
Plus, making all of those clothes emits a lot of carbon dioxide and also releases all sorts of nasty chemicals.
But, I mean, we all need to wear clothes.
True, but Lauren Fay, the director of strategic partnerships at Helpsee, says most people have more clothes than they really need.
The things that are considered basics that we wear every day that some people have literally 100 of, you know, I definitely know people who have that many jeans. They're incredibly taxing on the environment.
She says reusing and repurposing our clothes can cut down on some of those harms.
When people donate their clothes, about 95% of the items are actually reusable or recyclable.
Keeping those materials alive cuts down on the impacts of throwing them away or making new clothes.
Okay, but let's get back to my sweater. If throwing it in the landfill is a bad idea, what are my other options?
Lauren and Jessica say it could go a couple different ways.
If the sweater is still in pretty good shape, you can donate it to a thrift shop or sell it to a consignment store.
If you're feeling crafty, you can also turn it into something else, like a purse or leg warmers, maybe a dog sweater.
That is way too much work for me.
Okay, if you want to keep it simple, you can also leave it at a clothing collection spot, like Helpsee's drop boxes. And they'll take care of it for you.
But this sweater is pretty tattered. I'm not sure anyone would want to rewear it.
You should still donate it. It can be downcycled into something else, like cleaning rags or housing insulation.
But even if you don't use a service like Helpsee, there are things you can do to cut down on clothing waste.
Swap clothes with friends or buy secondhand.
And if you can, buy higher quality items that will last longer.
Also, purchase with purpose. Only buy what you really need and what you know you'll actually use.
Got it. Thanks, Lucy and Maren. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Ask Possibly. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute of Brown for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publix Radio.